It happened to be Christmas Eve when the first German civilian war internees from New Zealand arrived at their exclusive resort, Soames Island in Wellington Harbour, in 1939. It promised to be a sad Christmas, particularly for the wives and children left behind, for whom a difficult existence began. But it would be unfair if one omitted to record the fact that the military powers on the island did their best under the circumstances to cheer the new summer guests up. The commandant invited the internees to join in a Christmas celebration with members of the camp guard. This was a magnanimous gesture of goodwill, which, even though it was not repeated and would hardly be expected to be, laid a foundation on which future relations between internees and guards found a reasonable level. When Christmas 1941 came along, choir singing had reached an appreciable standard. True, an orchestra had been started laboriously with mouth organs and ukuleles, though it did eventually rise to include a piano, a cello, and seven violins. But community singing had first priority, and Christmas 1941 will always stay in my mind for the most moving Christmas singing I have heard. The camp commandant in full uniform paid a brief visit and asked if we would do him a favor. He had stood outside the fence with others, he said, and listened to our singing of Silent Night. Would we sing it for him again now? We were happy to accede to his request. It seemed to me like an acknowledgement of the most lovable New Zealand characteristic, what I call the sporting spirit, the desire to be fair to an adversary.